Perk Yud Beis, Masharas Avreichem, page Kuf Nun Vav. The Rebbe is talking about a midah that's most missing in our lives, and this is already in the Rebbe's days. It was slipping away, and now we wonder what happened to it. The midah of Tmimus. It's really not possible to translate into English. It's Tmimus. It's a very big sugya in the Svarim HaKadoshim. It's not in one place. There's no Hilchos Tmimus. There's no section in the Maseches Yesharim on the subject of Tmimus. The Rebbe talks a little bit about it over here. He saw this as a main ingredient in the spiritual makeup of a chassid. And as an ideal that each and every person should really strive for. Kedei liyos chassid bal nefesh. To be a chassid who's a bal nefesh, who lo'oyer his rakshus ba'avoida. Somebody who's ma'oyer, was able to be ma'ira, to awaken emotions, feelings in his avodas Hashem. Tzichem li'zar gam b'chol hayoyim shol l'rachek is hanefesh. He has to be careful the entire day not to distance himself from his soul. The entire day. You can't just turn it on by davening and mitzvahs and learning. In order to be a bal nefesh, you have to be a bal nefesh all the time. And that's what the Ravi Svarim are all about, of course. But to be a bal nefesh, it's a change in a person. It's becoming a certain type of a person who's in touch with the nefesh and who's able to access that part of himself. And to be a person that's oblivious to the nefesh for most of the day, and expects to be able to just suddenly, when it comes to davening and learning or mitzvahs or a yomtiv, whatever, to suddenly to switch on the nefesh. The Rebbe says that's something which really doesn't work. A person has to be a bal nefesh, and a bal nefesh means exactly what those words say, a bal nefesh. Same way that a person, when he has bialos over his house and he has bialos over his metalpum, it means that he has access and the right to use all of those things and to make use of his house 24 hours of the day, 7 days of the week. That's what it means, bialos. A bialos without being able to use something is shkam bialos. Without being able to have something with one's will, it's not a bialos. A bal nefesh means sichim lizor gam b'chol hayoyim, throughout the day. Shloi l'rachik is a nefesh. It's understood. The Rebbe is not saying that, you know, some big madrega of big tzaddikim, that they avoid in everything that they do, which is a big thing in all the Svarim HaKadoshim, that in every single thing they do, it's filled with kavanas, all kinds of yichudim. The Rebbe is not expecting that of us, but still shloi l'rachek is a nefesh. Throughout the day, one has the ability and one has the responsibility. Shloi l'rachek is a nefesh, not to distance himself from his nefesh. Shloi l'rachek is a nefesh. Gam shloi binyani avodi v'sfakshus. Even when he's not Isaac in things of avodi or his fakshus. Af bin Yoni Harishus, meaning even when he's Isaac and things in Yoni Harishus, eating and work and so on, in Yoni Harishus, time with the family, in all of these things, Shloi L'Rachek is a nefesh. And how does one remain conscious of the nefesh and is not Rachek the nefesh? See, here the Rebbe says the Iker is to adopt a hisnagus of tmimus, of pashtus and tmimus, to adopt a lifestyle. The lifestyle here, and this doesn't mean whether or not you have a car, you don't have a car, you have a house, you have an apartment, but there's a hisnagas, a way of living that's pashtus utmimus. Tanahig is atzmcha bepashtus utmimus bechol inyanecha. You should conduct yourself in a way of pashtus, of simplicity, of simpleness, and tmimus bechol inyanecha. Again, I'm not going to translate, we'll just talk about, it's very hard to translate tmimus. It's very, very far from the world. The world doesn't have a mida like that. It's a mida in Kala Yisrael, it's a mida in the Torah of tmimus. Bechol inyanecha, everything that you do. Ki tmimus hi memshelas hanefesh al ha'adam ha'maisef. This is what the Rebbe says. This is what it means, shelo l'rachik is nefesh. Tmimus, he says, is the sovereignty. Is when the nefesh of a person is ruling over a person and all that he does. The midah that reflects that reflects the memshala of the nefesh, that reflects the strength and the sovereignty of the nefesh, that midah is called tmimus, that reflects that. Tmimus is the memshala of the nefesh over a person and all that he does. Va'armumius, shrewdness, cleverness. Va'armumius, hi choyser ha'nefesh u'memshalas ha'seichel. Shrewdness means a lack of nefesh. Something missing, when the nefesh is not strong, when the nefesh is not in control, it's memshel ha'seichel. It's when the seichel is in control. The mind is in control. When the person's behavior is not with a pashtus and a tmimus, but rather it's calculated. That everything that he does is calculated. This person that I'm meeting now is somebody that it's kedai for me to make happy, or it's kedai for me to be friendly to. So his seichel tells him, this is an important person at work. This is a wealthy person or an important person. This is an influential person. So the person calculates that I should smile warmly to him. You never know. Might come in handy one day if I smile warmly for this guy. So, oh, how are you? So good to see you. Another person, doesn't merit such a warm response because the seichel says it does. Well, I have no sheiches to him. It doesn't mean anything to me. When the person lives under memshelas haseichel, there's not suggesting that we don't use our seichel. Of course, seichel is a big thing. But when a person's hisnagas, when his way of behaving is under memshelas ha-seichel, it's under the sovereignty of the intellect, under the control of the mind, and everything that he does is calculated in seichel. It's calculated in seichel, and it's the product of armumius, a certain cleverness. A cleverness. That's chayser nefesh. That's an absence of nefesh. That's an absence of the control of the nefesh. And it's memshelas haseichel. It's memshelas haseichel. I was learning yesterday afternoon with some of the chaveim in the shiur in the city. You're learning a maimer from Rav Volbi, zechasadik levracha. From Rav Volbi. In this maimer that he said, it's not in the Alei Shor, it's a maimer that's printed in the Sefer Das Shloime. They put together last year some of the mamarim, some of the shmuzim that Rav Volbi gave before Shavuos. It's called Das Shloime. You don't see it around for some reason, but it's a very, 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 everything he does was such a very dikir mensch. And he talks about two types of emunah. Talks about emunah that's called emunah b'yediyah v'hashkafa, We talk about this all the time, but the way that he explained it there, and he went through a different midrashim, emuna be yediya v'hashkafa, and emuna b'baria oilam b'chiyas. Emuna be yediya v'hashkafa means that there's a calculated emuna. It's an emuna in the seichel, where a person understands, he understands, and he knows that there's a God. And he understands, and it makes sense to conduct his life in a way that is officially orthodox, and the person is observant of halacha and so on. He calls it emuna b'yediyah v'hashkafa. But he says that this light years away from a person whose emuna is in a living God, is with a living God, a borei chai, he says. He began thinking of this. He went to visit the great Mashgiach, Tzadik Reb Chaskel Levenstein. And he went to visit Reb Chaskel. So Reb Chaskel said to him that, you're going back to the yeshiva? Rav Olbi was Mashgiach in the yeshiva, and you're going back to the yeshiva. Tell the Bnei HaYeshiva that there's a Borei Olam, that there's a creator of the world. Tell them that there's a Borei Olam. So Rav Olbi said that he was walking around, he doesn't remember because it was many years ago, he said he was walking around for, he doesn't remember, for 2 weeks or for 2 months, he said he was walking around thinking about what my Kamash Malan. Go tell the yeshiva, that's all I do. I'm giving shmuzah for 40 years. So he says, and the Mashgiach told me, go tell the yeshiva that there's a Borei Olam. So he says, then I began to realize that it's possible to give shmuzim about Hashem and about Emuna, but not to introduce the Ribbono Shel'olam, that he's alive, not to bring a lebedik Ribbono Shel'olam to the entire yeshiva, to hold tzibur. He says a person's over Hashem his entire life. He's keeping mitzvahs. But the Ribbono Shel'olam's not alive. And that's why he said, that's how he explained in the most beautiful way, why was it necessary for us to have a Maimon HaSinai? It's before Shulz. Why was Maimon HaSinai necessary? Why do you need a Maimon HaSinai with all the thunder and lightning and fire and everything's at Leva Shamayim, that the mountain is on fire to the heavens and all that stuff, all the special effects and all of that. Says in Pasuk, Vavuin Nesais Eschem Volekin. Vavuin Nesais Eschem. So, I don't know how they translate it in English, then I translate it to Hashem, the Moshe Ben tells Klai Yisrael, Al Tira. No, don't be afraid. Vavuin Nesais Eschem Volekin. Don't be afraid, Hashem is just testing you. That's not what Rashi says. Rashi says Nesais, and he brings many rayas from Tanakh, is a lesson of lifting up, legadel eschem, leroimem eschem, that Hashem is doing all of this to lift you up and to make you great. So Rav Olbi says that, and it says, Hashem's Baruch told Moshe Rabbeinu that the tachlis of Maimon HaSinai is gam b'chol yamin l'olam, is that Jews should believe. They should believe in me and in you. They should believe in Torah. Rashi says, the Pasuk says, "L'bavur nesayis eschem barlekin," that Hashem is doing all of this to lift you up, to make you great. So it's not a stiva. So the Mashgiach explains that Hashem could have given the Torah in a way that it would have just been a shiur. There would have been a shiur that Hashem would have given the halachas, and the halachas of Torah would have been the same halachas. Everything would have been. It would have been the best hashkafa shiur that was ever given. Hashkafa and halacha. It would have been a gevaldig shiur. But that's not how the Baruch Shem gave the Torah. Rav Olbi says the Baruch Shem gave the Torah by saying, "I'm here. I'm alive." And the whole maimid of HaSinai. You know, I'm not going to go over that. It's a beautiful maimed. The whole maimed of HaSinai, with the fire and the thunder and the lightning and the drama and the and the experience of feeling that they were dying, that they couldn't. They asked, they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, you say, you tell us, because if we hear another word of this, we're going to die, and we can't take it. Hanomas, we can't. Vamasna, we're going to die. Why not just get up? Why the Baruch Hashem couldn't just send Moshe Rabbeinu in a three-piece suit, if they still wear those, with a tie, very tight, with a shirt buttoned on top, with a little metal thing even, with a little thing over here, and everything polished shoes and a nice hat. To say, Hashem wants you to know that that this is like this, this is like that. And there are many Hashkafa Shirim. You never heard Hashkafa Shirim? That's not Shirim. You never went to a Shir. There's not Hashkafa Shirim like that. That's not how the Baruch Shalom gave us the Torah. He went wild when he gave us the Torah. That's the Mashkiach. He went wild. The Baruch Shalom, the Shechina came into the world. And the world began to break into a million pieces, and there was fire and lightning and winds, and everything started to go crazy. Why? So that's just the Bavur Nesaisischem, Legado, Leroymim. Because the Baruch Shalom didn't want you just to believe officially and to have the official hashkafa of being an Orthodox Jew. He wanted you to be on fire also. He wanted you to feel his roimness, that there's a Baruch Shalom that's in this world. The Shechina is with us. When the Shechina is with us, when the Shechina is with you, it's a different, you live differently. When the Shechina is with you, it's exciting. There's a chiyus in your emuna. It's not ani ma'amin, like I've always said at the end of davening, everybody says ani ma'amin. You know, some people say, some people don't say, but the ani ma'amin is, he says, what separates Klal Yisrael, what separates the ma'aminim from the non-ma'aminim of the world is godless and rhymeless, greatness. That's why he said that to be a ma'amin, the emes in this way, is to make yourself greater, and to focus all the time that the boire, that the Creator is alive, and he's here in this world. Like we're learning, and he's next to me every second. That's where greatness comes from. He says, if emuna would be an inin of katness, of smallness, he says, then everybody would be a ma'amina. But because emuna is an inin of godless, there's very, very few ma'amina. That's why I was explaining yesterday in the shiur that when they make these studies and they found that like 96% of Americans believe in God. It's the most like a religious country in the world, America. Everybody hears Ma'amina. And if you take the, and when they take the same poll and it's just, well, it comes out like Shvach, you know. It's not 96%, it's Shvach. So that can be disheartening. How could that be? That we're Jews, and it comes out like the study shows, you know, whatever, 50%, 60%, then you come to America, and you're walking around, you know, with a tape recorder around Kansas and Mississippi, you know, every single hick is a big mom, and how could that be? So Teretz says, Ayid understands that Emuna demands godless and renewless, because we receive the Torah with Maimon HaSinai, and Maimon HaSinai means that you can't be a Ma'amin and be the same idiot that you were your whole life. It has to change you. In Eretz Yisrael, the biggest kofim in Eretz Yisrael, the least religious people in Eretz Yisrael, are a million times more religious than the people that are rolling in the aisles of the church on Sunday morning, you know, wherever they are, in Kansas or Mississippi somewhere. What do you mean? The guy's screaming God and Hallelujah, and he's you know, reaching out to touch the minister, and he's trying to get up from his wheelchair because he believes that he's healed. And you got some Jew sitting on the beach in Tel Aviv on Shabbos, you know, with his iPod, you know, watching the girls go by. And the guy in Tel Aviv on the beach is an infinitely greater ma'amin than the guy that's rolling in the aisles screaming Hallelujah on the, you know, on Sunday morning. How are you talking? The Torah says, the Yid that Yid, when he comes back from the beach, from Tel Aviv, that Yid, when he comes back from the beach, and he's about to have on Shabbos, without a Kiddush, his non-kosher lunch, he looks at the wall, and on the wall, there's a picture of a Zayda, right, and a Babi. And the Zaydi's got, whether it's Ashkenazi or Sephardi, the Zaydi's got a longer board than Tayyus, you know what I mean? And the Babi's got a whole thing tied up over here. The Yid knows that for me to be a Ma'amin, for me to be someone that believes, I got to be like that. I mean, it demands a transformation, a change that I'm not ready for. I don't want to be a Haredi, and I don't want to be Shemesh Shabbos, and I don't want to put on tefillin, and I don't want to do all this stuff, and I don't want my wife to go to the mikveh, and I don't want this stuff. I like the beach, and I like my friends, and I want to have a life of hefkeres. But for me to be a mammon is a serious thing. I'm not ready for that. I don't want that. I don't want it. That's not anything that challenges the guy, you know, in Kansas. He doesn't have that. He could pull up to the church on Sunday morning. He can go belt out a couple of good negunim and come back into the pickup truck. He's got yozlas hanging all over the place. Hit the mamza, under mamza. He could just be a happy camper. It's gewaldic. And when they interview him, are you a ma'amin? A ma'amin. Memuna shleimah. I go to church every Sunday. I got yuzzles. I'm all for yuzzled. Everywhere there's a yuzzle. And he goes to his house. He's got also paintings and pictures, everything. And he's got his dashboard and his glove compartment, everything. I'm not a ma'amin. There was never a ma'amin ha-sinai by the guy, you understand? It's a big Indian. He was never by ha-sinai. There was no ma'amin ha-sinai. Omdu raglav etzel sinai. The Yid from the beach in Tel Aviv, omdu raglav by ha-sinai. And he knows that emunah is a big mechayev. It's a big mechayev. It's mechayev to feel every minute that the Borei Olam is here, and what that's mechayev, shivish hashem lev yisodim. It's mechayev a different way of living, a different way of talking, a different. Everything is different. That's not by the guy. It's not mechayev. What's a mechayev? To go once a week to church, or it's mechayev. What's a mechayev? It's not mechayev anything. And as I was saying yesterday, even the Pope can't say anything that's according to their church dogma without making a whole tumult in the world. That what's he talking about? How can he say such a thing? He's saying the same thing that all the Galachim are saying for a long time, but he's not allowed to say it because it contradicts what people want to do. So they want to have their lifestyle. That's what the Rebbe's talking about here. Tmimus and Pashtus means not an emuna that is calculated, not an emuna that's a hashkafashir. And emuna that's a tmimus and pashtus, which is very, very hard. It's very hard. That's why I said before that it's a midah. It's very hard to regain that once it's been lost, or to try to find that someplace. And how does one work on that? Rebbe talks a little bit about what it is, but how does one get that tmimus and pashtus? That emuna is something which he lives, not something he just has. But he lives. I mean, that's what the Svarma of the Bilvav Mishkan Evin is trying to be Ma'ura once again inside of us. That kind of a life, a Boirein and Nivra life. But that's what Tmimus is. It wasn't where are Mrs. going to get me? What's Yiddishkeit going to do for me? How much do I enjoy this mitzvah? How much... You know, this aveira. What do I get from this aveira vis-a-vis not doing the aveira? It's without cheshbainus. Tmimus and pashtus means a Yiddishkeit that's without seichel, it doesn't mean that a person shouldn't be smart. The whole inyan of avayda is that a person should be shaylit, the seichel should be shaylit. But it means that his Yiddishkeit is not calculated. It is who he is, because the Bari Olam, what the Mishgiach, what Chaskel Avishtang told Rav Olbi, go and tell the guys in Yeshiva that there's a Rabbanu Shalom. That's what he's saying. And Rav Olbi said, I see, I can give shmuzim about God and about the Amunah, and not at all, and without at all bringing the Bari Olam into the Bismadrish. And this, we see this a lot now, a lot. You can go to a shul for 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, there's no Rabbanu Shalom. There's davening, and there's observance of Shabbos, but it's not, there's no Borei Olam, there's no Shechina, there's no feeling of a Chayis, of the Borei Shalom's Elokim Chai. It's all the talks are about God. That's not even true. Our talks are not about God, it's just about how to fit Pesukim together. But everything's about Yiddishkeit and about the Torah and about Hashem Yisbarach, but not the chiyus of the Shechina, not Maimed HaSina. That's what Rav Olbi says, that the Baruch Hashem didn't give the Torah as a lecture. He gave the Torah as an event, an experience, an earth-shattering, transformative experience that a person, the Klal Yisrael, each and every one of us has that somehow in us, that we felt and we heard and we saw things, not just that it's a Shia and a Amun of Hashkafa. That's what he says. Ki tmimus hi memshelos ha-nefesh al ha-odem ha-maisef. Tmimus is when there's a memshel of a nefesh, with the nefesh of a person, when the nefesh of a person rules over him and his actions. Varmumius, cleverness, shrewdness, to be calculating. He choyser ha-nefesh u'memshelos ha-seichel. It's choyser ha-nefesh u'memshelos ha-seichel. It's when the seichel rules over. It's like I was telling you a few weeks ago, how disappointing it would be, how unbelievably disappointing it would be for the Kala, you know, if the chassan is like, you know, they're taking a walk together, sitting on some bench on the boardwalk, and he's got his Bluetooth on, right, and he's there, they're having this whole thing, they're sitting there and the sun is setting on the bench, and she's looking at him in the eyes, and he goes, hold on a second. And he turns it off. He says, I just want to tell you that you're very beautiful and I love you. She goes, what makes you think that? He says, I was just in touch with my Rebbe and he told me that I should tell you that. So I just want you to know that you're beautiful and I love you. So what she's looking for is there should be a spontaneous kaisi revaya, an overflowing of who he is, a pashtus and a tmimus, just with an exclamation point that comes from him, who he is, not that he got in like you know, he's some quarterback that just got a message from the, you know, from the sidelines. Our whole Yiddish guy is like that. That the whole Yiddishkeit is like that. But the Rebbe's talking about, that's why, how do you explain what it means, pashtus and tmimus, where it's something which rises within a person. That we saw, and we still zoche to see in old Jews, a pashtus and a tmimus. When they don't know much. They didn't go to yeshivas and learn all kinds of halachas and things. They don't know. But there's a pashtus and a tmimus of being a Jew. It's not that the seichel is coming from the nefesh. Rak seichel ha'olam. Claiming min hagiv in the Musa ha'olam v'anoshev shekoyim lezeh seichel. Kafi and haisen seichel that comes from the nefesh. Oh, that's a, of course, seichel that comes from the nefesh is a chashuv thing. As I said before, the seichel The Baruch Hu gave us the seichel, the highest thing in who we are is the seichel, but it's a seichel that comes from the nefesh, not seichel ha'olam, not a seichel that comes from the world. There's a very chashuv seifer that is written. It's already 20 years. Very, very chashuv seifer on lamdas. I mean, yonim and lamdas, and it's a very clear and very enjoyable seifer. I know the mechab is a chashuv talmud chacham. So he used names from academia, from the secular world, for different types of svaras in Shas. He borrowed names from logic and philosophy to categorize, which are true. The svaras can be categorized, and he used from university, he used names for these categories. And he has there a few haskamas. One of the haskamas is two or three haskamas. And one of the scholars is from Reb Mechel Feinstein, Zecher Tzaddik V'Kadosh Livracha. Reb Mechel Feinstein. So Mechel writes a nice thing. Mostly he was writing that, you know, I know your father-in-law and he's a very great friend of mine and so on. It wasn't so pushy that he was giving the Haskama Heitzig, you know what I'm saying? It was more like it was an obligation. I felt it a little bit, but I don't know. It looked like a little bit. But then he wrote there, and Reb Mechel Feinstein was an Ish Amos. No, that's Emes. He wrote, I must tell you that I don't care for the way you gave names that you used secular names for the different, even though I'm not saying that it doesn't work out, I don't care for it. We don't need to take from their world for our svaras of Torah to use words from the college to explain svaras. We have our words. We don't need to use their words. I didn't like that. That's what he wrote in Haskam. Maybe it didn't stop the person from writing. I mean, he was obviously respects the Rosh Hashiva, but he wanted to do it that way. So there's a seichel that's b'man ha-nefesh, and there's a nefesh that's b'man ha-seichel. Seichel that comes from the nefesh is a holy seichel. But when nefesh comes from the seichel, when it begins with seichel, my seichel's telling me now to smile. Telling me to smile. Smile. Well, my Rebbe's telling me not to say nice words. It's true that the boy should say something nice, but he tries to say it in a nice way because the Rebbe said, look sincere. So he's trying to do it, and he likes it a lot. So it comes out nice, but the nefesh was coming from the seichel, not the seichel coming from the nefesh. Seichel to come from nefesh is fine. That's beautiful. But when the nefesh, when it begins with seichel, that's called armumius, shrewdness, cleverness. It's not tmimus. Tmimus means when a yid does comes from his nefesh. A pashtus and a tmimus, and that's what he means. That's what he was saying, is that he shouldn't be misrachik from his nefesh. So larachik is a nefesh. He shouldn't be far from his nefesh throughout the day with everything that he does. He's not misrachik from the nefesh. That everything is coming from the nefesh, as opposed to from the seichel. When a person becomes a zoche to become a parent, so he's able to oftentimes have a taste of that, what that means, nafshias, as opposed to sichlias. So he'll do kind of, you know, he might do very silly, goofy things with this kid. That if somebody else were looking in, it'd look silly. It'd look very silly. Because it's not calculated. And he's not concerned with anybody watching this, or, you know, that he's going to be honored as, you know, Father of the Year or something. It's just, there's a pashtus and a tmimus that is the hav that he has for the child rises up within him, and it comes out like a little bit of a Maimon Har Sinai. With fire, with thunder and lightning. It doesn't come out like a lecture. Yankee, I really care for you deeply. It's not going to make a Yankee into a tzaddik. When the nefesh is talking to the kid, So then the kid feels that he's at a Maimon Har Sinai, and a child needs that. He needs the parents saying silly things and making him happy and doing all kinds of little games and making, you know, because it's when the child sees the spontaneity, the pashas and the tmimas of a parent's love. The pashas and the tmimas that had the parents, but they give, you know, funny nicknames or say funny thing. There's a certain pashas and a tmimas that a child needs. That's what the Rebbe is saying. Like seichel ha'olam, seichel ha'olam, the seichel of the world, seichel ha'olam. That's the seichel ha'olam. That's what the Rashi, that's what Michael Feinstein is saying. The seichel ha'olam, the intellect of the world, the seichel ha'olam, klaima menhagiv and the musa ha'olam anoshav shekaim was a seichel ukefi and aysen. That there are certain social expectations and manners of how to conduct oneself, because it makes sense, and the seichel dictates that that's the way you should be, and that's what the guy's saying on the bench to his kala, seichel ha'olam, because there are manners, and there are expectations, and there are certain social graces that a polished person knows of and practices. But that's not going to get the girl under the chuppah. I mean, he might do enough of a job, you know, and he's able to like fake enough with his armumias to trick the girl. I mean, obviously a lot of people go on the chuppah and then they want to get out of that. I mean, something, and it's not like, you know, they weren't making Google eyes and saying all the right words and sending, you know, text messages day and night. But seichel ha'olam. There are other ways, other mistakes, but seichel ha'olam, it's not something which is, it's an expectation. And it's an expectation. This is expected of me. This is the way people do things in the world. This is what I read about. It's not nefesh al ha-seichel, it's seichel al ha-nefesh. And if it's convincing enough, if it's a convincing performance, you could fool yourself. You could fool the girl and you could fool yourself. If it's a convincing performance. And then at some point, one of them or both of them, like wake up and they say, I'm living like in some, you know, I'm living in some ongoing Broadway production. And when I'm saying to my wife, I love you, that's just because I'm reading it from a script. This is the script. It's not anything that I feel. I'm just reading a script. Yes, dear. It's a script. And when the nisyonos of life set in, you lose your cheshek for the script. You're busy. She doesn't look like she used to look. So the script doesn't look so good, gewaldig anymore. The same way that after a while, when a show's been on Broadway for a long time, can you imagine if all the performers on the show on Broadway came out without their costumes, without their makeup, and just said, all right, here we are. This is like the 6,000th time. So let's do it, Chaver, okay? Not going to sell that. That's the end of the show. You can't do that. You got to come out. That's why you got to switch the people around and stuff. You got to come out like... So what happens is in the marriage, you know, how many years can I read from the script? It's because it was, the whole thing is seichel al nefesh. The script is very dry. It's not nefesh al seichel. It's not spontaneous. It's not people where there's a chias, where there's a chias in who they are. There's a chias in who they are. The ahav is with the chias. And they're reading the script. They're already reading the script before they're married. They're reading the script while they were dating. They're reading the script. Whether they get the script. You can get any. You get online. There are million, billions of scripts. You get on television. You get online. Get in a book. You can hear from your friend. You get scripts. They're all over the place. Everywhere, millions of scripts. And this guy just. This is a nice script. And he says it over to the girl. Then they get married and they're reading the script for a couple of weeks, a couple of months, whatever it might be. And at some point, and everything they thought it's going to be, Maimon HaSinai with fire and lightning and thunder, and there's nothing. No fire. No thunder. Nothing. What happened to the final? The Teretz is, it wasn't real, it wasn't alive, it was a script. Are you kidding? You're part of a show. You're on Broadway. You're in Hollywood. There's no anything. You're just in Hollywood. And at some point, the lights go on and they pick up the curtain. Yeah, they put down the curtain and it's finished. And then the guy's looking for some new show. That's what it is. And in the person's emuna, it's the same. It's a mashal of how it is with the Baruch Hu. Without the tamimus and the pashas, so everything comes just from seichel. To read your Yiddish guide from the script. Right, let's like that. That's a shreidish for me.